KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, girls high school softball last night, regional finals held in three of the five classes. In a game heard here on KJAN last night, it was Bondurant-Farrar picking up a 5-0 win over Atlantic in a Class 3A regional final. The Blue Jays using their speed and ability to put the ball in play to jump on the Trojans early with a couple of runs in the first inning, and they were able to make those stand up as they tacked on more later, but a 5-0 win by Bondurant-Farrar last night. Atlantic coach Terry Hinsman said Bondurant-Farrar is just a tough team to defend.
We knew it was going to boil down to which team was going to make the most mistakes, and that's really kind of what it turned out to be. We made a couple of miscues early on in the game in the first inning with the push bunt, and then had a couple of errors that eventually led to runs, just getting them deeper into the order. So, things that basically at this level, playing at this with this kind of competition, you can't make those mistakes.
Atlantic out-hit Bondurant-Farrar 7-6 in that game last night, but the Trojans also committed three errors to Bondurant-Farrar's none, and those were key in the ball game last night. Coach Hinsman also says that with the end of their season with a 23-19 record, he's got some key seniors that he's going to have to replace.
Yeah, we do, and the seniors really played a big role of moving the program in the right direction. When they started, we had four wins, and we were making 6-7 errors a game. Our batting average was down in the 180s as a team and things like that, and it was with their leadership, getting girls to go to the off-season hitting stuff and the clinics and the camps that we went to and getting them to play in the spring and stuff that actually brought the program to 23 wins this season and to be competitive, not just in the Hawkeye 10, but in the district as well.
So the Bondurant-Farrar Jays head off to the state tournament. Also in 3A last night, Davenport Assumption beat West Burlington Notre Dame 3-2. Mid Prairie over Clark 12-6. East Marshall beat Iowa Falls Alden 12-2. Esterville Lincoln Central a 10-0 winner over George Little Rock. Solon beat Independence 10-0. Ballard 10-4 over MOC Floyd Valley. And Waukon in 8 innings a 5-3 winner over Beckman Catholic. In 2A regional finals last night, Trainer advancing to the state tournament as the Cardinals post a 5-0 win over Westwood. Emmitsburg beat Lake Mills 3-1, Wayne over Cardinals 7-0, Des Moines Christian beat Madrid 5-0, it was Durant 6-0 over Alburnett. Sumner Fredericksburg beat Central Springs 15-3, Van Meter over Fort Dodge St. Edmund 4-1, Denver an 8-inning 2-1 winner over BCLUW last night. In Class 1A regional finals last night, it was Charter Oak Ute downing Exira EHK by a final of 6-1. Earlham beat Corning 9-0. Don Bosco over Linville Sully 11-1. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Twin Cedars 8-4. It was Lamar's Galen Catholic over Akron Westfield 4-1. Newell Fonda 14-1 winners over MMC. Mason City Newman beating Springville 6-2. And Marquette Catholic a 5-1 winner over New London. Those winners all advancing to the state tournament. State tournament bids on the line tonight at 4A and 5A. In Class 4A regional finals tonight at Atlantic, Winterset will face off against Glenwood. Also tonight at Indianola, Creston will play Indianola. Other games in Class 4A tonight at Colfax, Newton plays Dallas Center Grimes. At Sioux City West, it's Bishop Heelan Catholic against Lamar's. At Oskaloosa, Keokuk faces Carlisle. At Oxford tonight, Cedar Rapids Xavier plays Clear Creek Amana. At Washington, North Scott will play Washington. And at Waverly tonight, West Delaware faces Charles City. All those games, 7 o'clock matchups. In Class 5A regional finals tonight at Des Moines East, it'll be East versus Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln. Ankeny will host Fort Dodge. At Cedar Rapids Jefferson High School tonight, it's Jefferson facing Davenport West. At Iowa City West tonight, West will play Cedar Rapids Prairie. Muscatine is the site for the Burlington-Marshalltown matchup. At Ottumwa tonight, Waukee faces Ottumwa. At Pleasant Valley will host Dubuque Senior. And at West Des Moines Valley tonight, Valley will face Dowling Catholic, the winners, moving on to the 5A state tournament. In boys baseball last night, regular season play, not necessarily a great trip up north for Atlantic. The Trojans traveling to Sioux City last night to face a Sioux City East team in a doubleheader, and it was East winning twice by identical 12-2 scores, both those games ending in six innings last night. Well, the final Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association rankings for the season in 3A and 4A out late yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, Ankeny ends the regular season at number one with Cedar Rapids Kennedy, West Des Moines Valley, Fort Dodge, and Iowa City West, the top half of the top ten. Second half includes Dowling Catholic, Waukee, North Scott, Linmar, and Southeast Polk. In Class 3A, the final top 10 rankings have Dallas Center Grimes on top with Grinnell, Clear Lake, Sioux City Bishop Heelan Catholic, and Lamar's the top five. Benton is at number six with Harlan checking in at number seven. Western Dubuque, New Hampton, and Davenport Assumption finish off the final top 10 of the year. Boys district baseball action continues now tonight as well with postseason play in 1A and 2A. Class 1A district games tonight at Dunlap. Woodbine plays Walnut, West Harrison facing Logan Magnolia. At Coon Rapids tonight, it includes East Green versus Coon Rapids Bayard and Audubon playing Arweva. At Essex tonight, Villisca plays Nishnabotna and Bedford faces Sydney. Also at Guthrie Center this evening, it's Adair Casey facing Cam and Guthrie Center playing Exira EHK. At Greenfield, Orient Maxburg plays Earlham and Lennox will face Corning. At St. Albert High School in Council Bluffs tonight, AHST will play Griswold and Riverside faces St. Albert. Also a doubleheader at Trainer has East Mills versus Fremont Mills and Stanton against Trainer. All those winners moving on. In 2A district play tonight at Carroll, Maple Valley plays East Sac County and Otobolt Arthur BCIG faces Kemper Catholic. At Ogden tonight, West Central Valley will play Gilbert. And at Underwood, a doubleheader has Tri-Center playing Missouri Valley and Underwood facing Clarinda. Those winners also moving on in 2A district play. Well, Detroit's Justin Verlander will start on the mound for the American League. Matt Cain of San Francisco will go for the National League in tonight's All-Star game. Verlander posted a 9-5 record with a .258 earned run average for the Tigers in the first half of the season. Cain went 9-3, including a perfect game with a .262 earned run average for the Giants. American League manager Ron Washington announced his starting lineup. Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter will lead off, followed by his teammate Robinson Cano at second. Texas left fielder Josh Hamilton bats third, followed by Toronto right fielder Jose Bautista. Detroit first baseman Prince Fielder, Texas third baseman Adrian Beltre, Boston designated hitter David Ortiz, Texas catcher Mike Napoli, and Yankees center fielder Curtis Granderson. National League skipper Tony La Russa's lineup has Colorado's Carlos Gonzalez leading off as the DH, followed by San Francisco center fielder Melky Cabrera, Milwaukee left fielder Ryan Braun, Cincinnati first baseman Joey Votto, St. Louis right fielder Carlos Beltran, Giants catcher Buster Posey, San Francisco third baseman Pablo Sandoval, Atlanta second baseman Dan Ugla, and St. Louis shortstop Rafael Furcal. A two of baseball's youngest phenoms, 19-year-old Bryce Harper of Washington and 20-year-old Mike Trout of the LA Angels, will be part of the bench strength for each team. Harper is the youngest position player in All-Star history and a key part of the Washington Nationals' transformation to a first-place team, while Trout is leading the American League in hitting. Detroit's Prince Fielder outslugged Toronto's Jose Bautista to win Monday night's home run derby. Fielder defeated Bautista 12-7 in the final round. He's only the second player to win the derby more than once, having won it in 2009. Fielder hit 28 during the three rounds, including one measured at 476 feet, the longest of the night. Ken Griffey Jr. won three derby crowns. Defending champ Robinson Cano was blanked in his round and was booed by the Kansas City crowd. Cano, Bautista, who is the current Major League co-leader with 27 homers, Fielder, and Mark Trumbo represented the AL. National Leaguers trying to clear the fences were Matt Kemp, Carlos Gonzalez, Carlos Beltran, and Andrew McCutchen. In other baseball news, the Atlanta Braves will honor Chipper Jones before the start of his final home regular season series. The Braves have announced plans to honor Jones in a pregame ceremony September 28th before they open up a series against the Mets. Jones has spent his entire career in Atlanta and plans to retire after the season. The 40-year-old is hitting .318 with six homers and 33 RBIs. He'll be a reserve in tonight's All-Star game. The Braves say rookie shortstop Andrelton Simmons will miss at least a month with a broken right little finger he suffered while sliding headfirst in Sunday's game at Philadelphia. The 22-year-old Simmons was called up on June 1st and is hitting .294 in 33 games. He was the National League Rookie of the Month in June. The Baltimore Orioles have reinstated outfielder Nick Markakis from the 15-day disabled list and optioned infielder Joe Mahoney to AAA Norfolk. Markakis was reinstated Monday after going on the DL June 1st with a broken hamate bone of the right wrist. New York Yankees have told Mr. October to stay away this summer. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that the Yankees want Reggie Jackson to steer clear of the clubhouse and team events following his pointed remarks about Alex Rodriguez and several former Yankee stars in a Sports Illustrated article. A little more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the attorney for Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson says his client was a victim and a charge of resisting arrest is a fabrication. Texas attorney Rusty Hardin released a statement Monday, 2 days after Peterson was released from a Houston jail. The running back was arrested and charged with resisting arrest after allegedly pushing an off-duty police officer who was working security at a nightclub. Hardin says the allegations are a total fabrication and that Peterson was the victim, not the aggressor. Peterson has an initial court appearance on the misdemeanor scheduled for Friday. Notre Dame says it's had talks with the Atlantic Coast Conference about the Orange Bowl. The ACC signed a 12-year deal with the Orange Bowl last week that starts in 2014 when the postseason format changes to a four-team playoff. That deal gives ACC members access to the Orange Bowl in years that the game does not host a national semifinal. Notre Dame is interested in a deal that would give the Fighting Irish an automatic landing spot in some seasons in which they are good enough to play in a top-tier game but do not make the playoff. A Notre Dame spokesman says in a statement that Athletic Director Jack Swarbrick has had discussions with ACC officials relating to the Orange Bowl and university presidents have been consulted. In NBA news, Marcus Camby has agreed to rejoin the New York Knicks in a deal that sends three players and 2 second-round draft picks to the Houston Rockets. That's according to a person with direct knowledge of that move. The Rockets would get guard Tony Douglas, centers Josh Harrelson and Jerome Jordan, and second-round picks in 2014 and 15. Camby played for the Knicks from 1998 to 2002. Miami's Dwayne Wade has had surgery on his left knee and is expected to need up to 8 weeks to fully recover. The star guard of the NBA champs is expected to be ready for the start of training camp. The Sacramento Kings have signed first-round pick Thomas Robinson to a rookie contract after they selected him 5th overall in the NBA draft. Robinson led the Jayhawks to the national championship game against Kentucky. The Big 12 Player of the Year averaged nearly 18 points and 12 rebounds in his junior season and led the nation with 27 double-doubles. Veteran guard Kirk Heinrich has agreed to a deal to return to the Chicago Bulls. A person with knowledge of the NBA has confirmed the deal. Free agents can't sign new contracts until Wednesday. The 31-year-old Heinrich spent his first 7 seasons with Chicago. There were multiple reports Monday that the Nets and the Magic were talking with the Clippers and the Cavaliers about a deal that would ultimately send Dwight Howard to Brooklyn. The Nets have already had a good July, acquiring All-Star guard Joe Johnson from Atlanta and getting Deron Williams to commit to a 5-year, $98 million extension rather than join the Dallas Mavericks. Williams can finally sign that deal late tonight and will be able to fully participate in the U.S. Olympic team's practices tomorrow after sitting out the contact portions for now. The owner of I'll Have Another says he sold his Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner to a farm in Japan for $10 million. That's a price that far exceeded any amount that he was offered in the United States. I'll Have Another was retired with a tendon injury the day before he was to run in the Belmont Stakes and attempt to become the first Triple Crown champion in 34 years. A.J. Allmendinger's business manager says the driver is shell-shocked by his failed drug test and that he's working hard to determine what went wrong. Allmendinger was suspended shortly before Saturday night's race at Daytona for failing a random drug test. He has until tomorrow to ask for his B sample to be tested. Penske Racing says Sam Hornish Jr. will replace suspended driver Allmendinger this week at New Hampshire. A federal judge has dismissed Lance Armstrong's lawsuit against the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, but says the cyclist can refile it within 20 days. The 7-time Tour de France champion sued USADA in an attempt to prevent it from moving forward with charges that he used performance-enhancing drugs throughout much of his career. And U.S. national team goalkeeper Hope Solo has received a public warning from the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency after she tested positive for a banned substance. Solo has accepted the warning and will still play for the United States in the Olympic soccer tournament. The 30-year-old Solo says she took a medication prescribed by her doctor that she did not know contained a diuretic. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.